He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama. Together you got smooth drama. Smooth drama.
Welcome, 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 welcome to another night of smooth drama with your host. And Dick Hugger. For those of you that did not hear that correctly, yes, it's Dick Hugger.
Power to the dick.
Yes, power to the dick.
Now, of course.
More power to that.
As always, we want you to call in. Break us off a call at 646-929-2037. Once again, number is 646-929-2037.
Or you can email us at smoothdrama@smoothdrama.com. Oh!
And if you want to keep up with us and what's going on, the events that we got planned, 2010, whatnot, you can always hit us from your mobile devices, texting the word smooth drama to the number 41411.
We haven't said that in so long, I forgot what it was.
Yes. Once again, you text the word smooth drama to the number 41411, and, you know, you get to find out when Butter's cooking, she's going to have barbecue, whatnot.
Burning.
Yeah.
Burning, not cooking. Burning.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah. And tonight we have a special show, again.
Special show again.
Yeah, it's always special. You're special.
Yeah, you're special too.
I know I'm special. Mm. We have Kenya Barnes Hill of Brick House Entertainment.
Brick.
I was just singing that song. Ow. You know, so that's like, you know, old school. So.
Well, speaking
you're
of...
dating yourself.
Yeah, speaking of old school, actually, my people down at Project New Village, you know, they have an opportunity drawing. It's 100 opportunities to win 2 concert tickets in the first level dining room at Anthology Supper Club.
Anthology's in San Diego, for those of you that are in
San Diego.
That aren't in San Diego.
Well, anyway, it's $10 for an opportunity to win. The winners will be announced January 9th, so you got a couple
of
days.
You pay $10 and you have the opportunity to win concert tickets to see what?
You get to have an evening with Mavis Staples. Now, for a lot of you who don't know, Mavis Staples is a rhythm and blues and gospel singer who was also with the Staples Singers. I'll take you there.
How'd that go? Come on now. Take it back.
Anyway, and that is for next week, Saturday, January the 16th. And
so
that is at the Anthology Club.
How do they enter?
You can purchase tickets for the opportunity drawing. You can go to
www.projectnewvillage.org. Project.
NewVillage.org. Or you can call the number 619-262-2022.
Or you can email Dick for more information at dick@smoothdrama.com.
Now, so you know, Project New Village also houses preventing gang violence. They do a lot of things with children. Children having children is also there, a place where I volunteer. So this is for a good cause. So
it's a nonprofit, correct?
It's a nonprofit. Okay. So we hope you guys would be interested. Plus, it's made of Staples.
Yeah, Staples from
Staples Singers.
Staples singer and sing what? Come on now, when do you sing?
the staple singers, but the old school souls out there, I'll take you there and various other songs.
Yeah.
I know my mother will play over and over again. If you're listening, Ma, get well.
I'm on. Oh, is she sick?
Yeah. She's well under the weather.
Cold?
Among other things.
Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that.
Yeah. Now, anyway, now, I know you heard about that New Jersey terrorist deal where the guy disappeared and nobody knew where it was,
no.
Where the guy went.
No.
Well, for those of you who don't know, that have been hiding under a rock like Butter has been.
I hide all the time.
There was a little thing last week at the Newark Liberty International Airport in New Jersey where a guy disappeared.
Oh, wait.
And everybody was looking, and they shut down the airport.
He went through security.
Right.
Okay, yes, I did hear about that.
Man.
Okay.
Guess what?
What? Where was he?
You know where he was?
What?
This is all about a hookup.
He was in a rush? What?
No, what happened, he snuck through security to meet a woman.
Mm-hmm.
And what happened was, the guard, because when they reviewed the video shows the guard leaving his podium for a little bit, and then the woman comes from inside somewhere, passengers only area, and motions to the dude to come on, who comes just under the rope, and they embrace and they walk arm in arm past where the guard is supposed to be. So it was all a setup.
You mean it was a setup?
So that they can hook up. Whatnot. The guard was in on it.
Oh.
Yeah, so, of course, he has been relieved of his...
Oh, my God, and they shut down.
I
know somebody that traveled that got stuck in that airport
mm-hmm.
for hours. He said it was, like, standing
right,
you know, shoulder to shoulder.
Because people
thousands
thought
of people.
It was the terrorists, and they had to sweep the whole damn airport.
Yeah.
And it was all because...
Yeah, because some guard
mm-hmm.
let... Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, let
so
out the homie
did they,
with his girl.
Did they find his homie?
Yes.
And what's going to happen?
Well, I'm sure they're going to press some charges, but it's mostly the security guard's fault. He's going to pay the price.
Hello?
Yeah,
keep going.
Definitely going to pay the price. Now, also, for those of you who feeling disillusioned, you ain't got nothing going for you, whatnot, just found out that in Texas, the KKK is recruiting in mailboxes, whatnot.
There's a
neighborhood in La Porte, Texas, where the residents say that they're getting recruiters. They're getting recruiting letters from the Ku Klux Klan. You know, it's yes, it's the division, the Fairmont Park subdivision, who say that KKK recruiters have been putting propaganda in their mailboxes in the form of letters asking whites to join the group. And, of course, the only person who lives in the area that didn't get a letter was a black resident, Joseph Dowdy, you know, in the state, that he's kind of scared because they may do something to him and his family.
Mm.
So, you know, just in case y'all thought that, you know, we had that, and, you know, I'm in racial rehab. I try not to talk about this type of stuff, but, you know, just in case y'all thought, you know, Obama got elected and we got racial harmony, peace and love, and all that.
No,
KKK is out in force. You know, but it shouldn't really be surprising to people since, you know, as I reported the other day about the Obama doll being hung
from
the, and all the other recent activities with the gun being bought at a record pace over the past couple of years. Kind of crazy.
Kind of crazy.
But once again, you know, in light of terrorist threats in Nigeria and whatnot, I'm still down with that idea. And, you know, publicists, other future publicists out there, other people who make events, whatnot, I want y'all to think about this idea where we can get the Klan, you know,
and
gangbangers
right.
and the terrorist groups, whatnot,
all together.
Get them all together,
yeah.
and it'd be like a UFC rumble.
We'll cover it from afar.
Yeah, well, yeah, we put it on pay-per-view, and all the
proceeds. Ooh,
yeah, can go to charity.
Pay-per-view.
Yeah.
Okay. Charity.
Go at it.
What charity?
I don't know. We can pick one. We can pick a couple.
Oh, can I pick one?
Yeah, we can pick a couple of them.
What happened? Where's the little blockers at?
To feed the duck, feed the dick fund.
That's the check. First, you said duck. What the hell?
I said feed the dick.
And we're going to feed dick.
Well,
we're going to feed the duck.
Dick needs to eat.
Boy, I could just make so many wrong comments about that, but we're not going to go there. Where are our bloggers at? Bloggers, where are you? Callers, where are you? Emailers, where are you? Come on. We want to hear from you. What did you guys think about the other night? What was it? Tuesday night show. What did you think about that show with the Belinda Foster? She's pretty funny. I'm kind of anxious to see her show.
Yeah, I am too,
yeah.
actually. I was going to say also for the listeners out there, bloggers, whatnot, we also encourage you to join our network at www.smoothdrama.ning.
Or just go to smoothdrama.com.
Yeah, you can do that too.
.com.
I'm not doing that.
Do you ever watch that show? Is Jeff,
No.
I can't remember his name. He's a ventriloquist.
No.
And just a son.
Dude, well, I don't watch just that. Plus, also, I'm kind of disappointed
in
tonight Alabama winning the national championship.
You know that?
I'm putting it out there. I hate Nick Saban and Alabama. All
why?
That. Well, one, Nick Saban was the coach of LSU, and he left us hanging to go to Miami. Then he left Miami hanging to go to Alabama.
So, maybe he got paid. What would you do? If you were offered more money, would you do it?
Yeah.
Okay, then what the hell?
That wasn't the issue.
What was the issue?
The issue was that he left us hanging. They would have paid him money.
Hmm.
They would have paid him money.
But, well, something else has been going on. We don't know. We don't know the whole story. Maybe he's being treated like shit.
Really? They won the national title.
So?
Okay. Anyway, they would have lost if Colt McCoy wouldn't have got hurt on the first play. They would have blew their punk asses out.
I like playing with the microphone.
Yeah, I see that. You just got something that's holding that hard, cold steel, huh?
Hard, but cold, I don't know, but
steel. Yeah, well, it's not necessarily. It could be steel. Yeah.
Metal.
Metal.
No, I don't know about metal, but that's hard, cold, cold, and you can deal with it.
So you can deal with it.
You're drawing it up.
Well, yeah. Crazy folks.
Crazy.
Crazy folks.
Well, not some crazy.
Well, there's the Orange County man.
Those would be your peeps, right?
Yeah. Well, you know, we don't get to talk about we haven't talked about haters in a while.
Haters. Yeah, who was we didn't do the asshole of the week.
Yeah, well, I mean, we can start.
Yeah.
Actually, it's two assholes of the week. We represent them, actually, black folks and Filipinos. Yeah. Manny Pacquiao.
And
Floyd Mayweather Jr.
Don't they want to fight each other?
Yeah, they're not going to fight now.
Why?
They're saying the fight is off because they can't come to an agreement.
Well, hello?
On
what?
Let me tell y'all. $40 million each.
Agree.
So y'all, I'm fighting to get a damn pen to sign the contract. But you two dumb fuckers are going $40 million $1 each. Now, talking about fighting somebody else, nobody don't want to see who the fuck you want to fight.
Right.
I don't want to see you fight Yuri Foreman. Saying his name almost made me fall asleep right there. Right. Thank God, because I might have fell out and hit you in the head and gave you a concussion. The show would have been over.
Were you
been
paying
late.
Me $49?
No.
But that must have hit me in the head.
No, I'm just saying. I mean, it's hypothetically, that could have happened. Anyway, and Floyd Mayweather is talking about fighting Pauly Malignaggi.
Who?
Right, another boring-ass fighter that you don't know nothing about. That nobody wants to hear
about.
We want to
see Pacquiao. And
Pacquiao, Mayweather. You dumb asses, sign a contract, fight. That's all we want. I don't care about nothing else. Fight. If y'all not fighting each other on March 13th, y'all the haters of the damn week. Y'all the haters of the fucking month.
Two of them.
Yeah, the month just barely started. Y'all the haters of the month. I'm just because you $40 million each.
Okay.
You're stupid. You're almost as dumb as Gilbert Arenas.
Why?
Almost.
What happened with
Gilbert? Well,
Gilbert
Arenas was the point guard for the Washington Wizards.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Who?
What did he
do? You know, got into a card game. He lost. To JaVale McGee, him and Javaris Crittenton. They lost. And so they started joking around on the plane, whatnot. Well, being stupid, basically.
Mm.
And then they get to the locker room and they start joking. And Gilbert Arenas, who has four guns in his locker.
Why is he having in his locker?
Because his excuse was, he didn't want to have him at home with his baby girls.
Then
it's called storage facilities. Some people call them safes.
Yeah.
So
what happened?
Well, he pulled out his guns and, you know, cracked a joke. Javaris Crittenton is like, no, I don't. He's like, pick one. Crittenton is like, no, I don't need it. I got my own. And they go back and forth.
And what happened?
Well, the NBA has a very strict anti-gun law in place. You know, obviously.
And they broke it.
Bringing your guns to work is not a smart idea.
Yeah. They frown upon that, don't they?
Yeah. Well, this guy, instead of being smart enough to say, you know what, I'm sorry, it was a bad decision on my part.
Oh, shit.
What does homie do?
What?
Homie goes and is like cracking jokes about the shit all the time. You know, everything's funny. And it got to the height where the commissioner, David Stern, was going to like let the law play out. Like, we won't suspend you or whatnot until the trial plays out.
Okay.
So, Mr. Arenas, what does he do? Right before a game the other night?
What?
He's in the circle, you know, he's with the homies and they get fired up, whatnot.
Yes.
He's like firing the guns at the dude, you know, with his fingers. Mm. Now, it's not really a big deal per se, but the fact that he would do that when he knows that he's got that public perception problem going. And, you know, with the public perception, you know, being that, hey, you're an athlete. Yeah. You're a high-profile black athlete. Damn, y'all make me talk about racial shit.
Hey.
I don't want to talk about racial shit, but here we go. We're going to be on the racial shit again. High-profile black athlete who just basically is brandishing the guns and throwing out the thug mentality. It's a whatchamacallit. You know, it's a whole image perception deal. Now, it's unfair that they have that image perception of them, but unfortunately, he did that, and he kind of forced the commissioner's hand, who basically suspended him indefinitely without pay. So, mind you, he had $111 million contract.
Not anymore.
Well, he has 80 million left. Okay, we have a caller.
Oh, well, that was our guest.
Oh.
Well, and so can you need to go to a station identification break, and I'm going to try and get them on the phone here.
Cool. We'll be right back after the station identification break.
Station identification breakers.
Hello? Hello?
Yes, sir.
Listen here, man. It's your boy, Cam Wee. I'm just acting a fool.
Hello?
Acting a fool. With my man DH, y'all know him as, and Butter Butter Pecan. Yes, sir. Chosen.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes. Yes.
Oh.
One moment.
Hello?
Yeah, where?
Hello?
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Hello.
Hello. All right. Hello.
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 What?
Yes.
Hey, who's on this phone call?
Yes.
Oh.
One moment.
Hello.
Hold on one second. I don't know what this. Hang on.
Hello.
Hello. Hello. Kenya.
Hi. I'm here.
Okay. Something's going on with the.
You want to call back?
Well,
hang up and call back.
Okay, we'll call you right back. That was weird. I don't know. Why was it doing that?
I have no idea.
Okay, let's try this again. We're calling Kenya now. So, we don't touch. Hello?
Hang
up and call back.
Okay, we'll call you right back.
Hello?
Uh-oh. What?
I believe messages will be right back.
No? Okay.
Hi, Andrea.
Hi there. Kenya?
Yes, I'm here. How are you?
Welcome to Smooth Drama.
Technical difficulties there.
Yeah. We're big hugger and butter pecan. How you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you?
We are good. We are good. Hey, isn't it cold out there?
Oh, it's freezing. You know, we just had a blizzard, right? The first one ever.
Mm.
Yeah, well, we're in San Diego.
Well, the first blizzard ever in Oklahoma?
Yes.
Okay.
They don't have blizzards there all the time?
No, we don't have blizzards.
Oh, it's cream, but it's time to move.
I'm just saying.
Who are you telling?
Sorry.
We closed school for 2 days because of below zero temperatures. So.
Below.
Oh, zero.
No.
Yeah, them days. Yeah.
What?
Come visit. Come visit. We'd love to have you here.
No.
Bring that warmth.
You have to come to San Diego and visit.
Yeah.
Oh, for sure. Hey, Dick Hugger, what's up with you?
I'm all right. What's up with you? Now you have my head up on you. Now, I got some questions for you.
Uh-oh.
Okay.
I was digging deep.
He was digging deep.
I was digging deep now. the first one, I got to ask you this. You said that you like yoga. You don't get to work out as much, but you a yoga for your own personal benefit?
Mm-hmm. What's that benefit?
Yeah.
I'm curious about the benefit.
The benefits are stretching. That's it. It's the benefit of stretching because they...
Stretching.
Just busting them just out the...
Just bust. Anytime you feel like it, just strike a pose, Dick Hugger.
Pose,
yes. Strike one.
Dick can strike a pose.
I can strike a pose.
This can strike a pose.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. So,
so Brick House Entertainment. We were seeing that song. Brick.
That is a nice name.
Yeah, it is. Where did it come from?
Thank you. Well, besides the obvious being a song, I grew up in one and kind of burned it down when I was about 14. So I kind of owed my mom a home, and I kind of named it after that.
Oh,
okay.
Crazy. Yeah. Yeah.
Brick House can burn.
Hold on. You burned it?
Kind of. Well, my brother had a little part in it, but yeah,
Okay.
It was an electrical fire. It wasn't like we were playing with matches or anything, but yeah.
Did you stick something in an electrical outlet and just went poof?
Yeah, just stuck a pencil in there and there it goes.
And oh, we have a caller.
We got a caller.
We're gonna take this call because he keeps calling.
Okay.
He wants to know about that yoga pose.
Caller, you are on the air live on Smooth Drama. What's up with you?
What's
Hello?
Up with you, man? You hear me?
Chilling. Yeah, we can hear you. You got a question for
us?
Huh?
Yeah, this is Brother Jaja in Dubai. What's up, Big Hugger?
Oh, shit. Wow.
In Dubai. Wow. You have a question for Kenya?
Yeah, I have a couple of questions, but I'll just start with one. I'm an aspiring screenwriter myself, and I'm just finishing up a script. And I was wondering, do you have any advice and tips for us, breaking into the business and et cetera? Anything about for us getting your script analyzed and any kind of tips like that? And Big Hugger, I do have a comment for you.
All right.
I would pretty much say that you probably need to just get out there and network with people in the industry. Go to as many film festivals as you can. They always have the pitching fest that you can become a part of and pitch to executives. And at least they can give you, you know, some honest feedback of your work, if not, you know, have an opportunity to sell it to them. So
what kind of screenplay are you writing, caller?
It's a thriller.
A thriller? Is it like gory guts sci-fi or just gory and guts?
Just glory. just a little everything. Just a little everything. So I don't really know how to classify it, but I guess, you know, it's a little everything. It's sci-fi, it's you know, guts and a whole lot of other things too.
Okay. You said you had you got any other questions?
For Kenya or for you?
Either.
Oh,
either.
Okay. I was listening to you guys earlier talk about the arena thing, but I have to nominate a suggestion for you as, I guess, what is your asshole of the week or day? Is Sharpton calling out arenas for the NBA to come down harder. I just thought that was ludicrous, but I know that's off topic, and you have Kenya in right now, but I just thought out.
Can you hear our comment about we have the asshole of the week?
Well, my assholes was Mayweather and Pacquiao for not fighting, so we can
but
talk
we
about
did bring
Arenas
and his whole –
Okay.
Gun thing. Do you know? Did you hear about this?
No. Yeah. Well, Arenas. Yeah, I've heard. I've heard about the incident.
What he's referring to actually is the Reverend with No Church, Al Sharpton.
And the perm.
The dude had perm. He came out and denounced Arenas for, you know, the gun deal, whatnot, and saying that they should go further and suspend him from the league, period, like ban him and all this other stuff.
What are your thoughts on that, Kenya?
Well, I think he's just doing it for publicity. You know how Al Sharpton likes to keep his name in the media. As far as the rapist, I mean, it's no surprise to me that he had a gun, but maybe it is to some people.
Well, no, it's not necessarily the shock. I mean, he had poor judgment having it in the locker room and pulling it out in the middle of an argument, like, oh, pick one. That was kind of stupid. And, you know, he should
have
the consequences of that. Now, the whole banning him forever, you know, I don't quite get that one.
I don't know if he'll be banned forever, but he did, and he doesn't seem like he took it seriously since when he was doing the whole, you know, hey, doing the whole motivating thing and acting like he's shooting people.
Yeah.
You wouldn't, if you took that seriously, you wouldn't be doing that shit, especially on TV. So they should come down harder on him. I don't know necessarily for banning him, but they should come. You agree?
I agree with Andrea. I absolutely do. I mean, he doesn't seem to have taken it seriously at all to come out and make a mockery of it. It is kind of serious to bring a gun to the locker room. I mean, in that arena, you should feel safe. You shouldn't have to worry about someone pulling a gun out. And over a gambling debt, seriously, you make that much money and you're upset about a gambling debt?
Well,
yeah.
Well, the debt was, I think, like $10,000 it was reported. Now, his suspension, indefinitely, he's losing $147,000 per game. So I'm thinking he probably should have just paid that debt.
Mm-hmm. So what's the price? Was it seriously worth it?
To
Arena's defense, though, we have to be honest. If we had that much money, and we were blind to the fact that we were black, we would assume, just like most other whites, that we can pretty much do anything and get away with it. The fact that Woody Allen is still walking around and he's not in jail buried under cement, and Dick Cheney and Bobby Knight and all of these other people who have fame and money and power, who can pretty much do whatever they want to do and be scotch-free, I think we have to look at it from another perspective also, that he's basically saying, hey, I didn't shoot anybody. I just brought a gun to the locker room. How bad is that compared to what some of these whites are getting away with?
Well, in comparison, you want to comment on that one?
I talk about Woody Allen like every month. you know, the fact that he raised a child and married it, you're probably not going to get too much lower than that. And I've never watched a Woody Allen movie, and when I see him, I want to spit on him.
But what he's saying in comparison to what white people do versus what colored people do.
Colored.
Well, people of color.
Well, you kind of colored.
You kind of set us back about 30 on that one, though.
Okay, well, you know, in comparison for the two.
In comparison of the two, obviously we know that there's a power structure,
right?
Paradigm, as they call it.
And even when you were reporting about the KKK, and even though and Dick is in racial rehab and saying just because Obama got elected doesn't mean that we're all living in peace and harmony. We do know that there is a big gap between when white people do things and black people do things. So, yes, we do have to look at that, and we thank our caller for bringing it up. Did you have other questions, caller? You know what? Introduce yourself, caller.
I call it from Dubai. I'm brother Jaja, long time resident of San Diego, now living in Dubai, And so I've done a lot of work with Dick Hugger in the past, so just thought I'll tune in this early Friday morning and hear the show live. I've listened to some of your recorded previous shows, but I've never listened to you live. So I think it's good to wake up to hear such thoughtful, humorous, and provocative conversation.
Okay. Thank you. Much bigger than what it is. But we thank you for calling
in.
Okay, thank you. All right, bye-bye.
So, Kenya, what is Brick House Entertainment up to these days?
Oh, we're working with some artists, getting some publicity, independent artists. We're working with some different nonprofits, one being City Aces. They go around the country speaking to middle school students about the importance of education over athleticism. We had Ray Rice with the Baltimore Ravens about 3 weeks ago. Prior to that, we had Michael Vick. We're working on New York right now, trying to get some Giants and Jets out to come out and talk to the kids. So it's a pretty good organization. A few local organizations here in Oklahoma as well. So just moving along.
So you plan on getting out to the West Coast anytime soon? Enjoy some California sunshine? Strike a yoga pose?
Dick wants to do yoga poses.
Well, you know, Dick, I actually used to spend my time walking around the Rose Bowl out there. For a few years I was living in L.A., so, yeah, I would love to come back. But, you know, this is a little bit better for children, you know, so build something for them here and work through the Internet out there, and we'll see.
Okay. All right. Well, I know I read you was talking about your love-hate relationship with the media. What was that about?
Well, sometimes it gets to be overwhelming, and I would say a little bit depressing. So, yeah, I'll turn it off. During the Tiger Woods whole debacle, yeah, I had to turn it off on that. Got tired of hearing about him. Like, he's the first one to cheat. But, yeah.
Yeah.
That's pretty much it.
Yeah, I mean, he
Well, somebody had mentioned, you know, they expect athletes to do it. They just don't expect you to get caught.
That much money, who's not going to tell? Come on, y'all.
I know.
You know, I've said it over and over. I don't see what the big deal was.
I don't.
He hits the golf ball. He's not a role model for me. I don't even watch golf.
Let the man be.
I just say, for his wife, before she goes to jail, let her put the golf club down and let him keep on swinging it.
What's going on with Charlie Sheen now? What's up with that?
What?
Ooh, mm-hmm. I don't know. That's new to me. You're going to make me Google it. I don't know, Andre. What's going on?
What are you doing?
I'm not doing nothing.
You're playing a commercial over here. I think he beat on his wife. I believe that's, but now, you know, Haynes pulled his ad, which is bad because Michael Jordan was in those ads.
Yes, he is. I did see that.
And
I did see that the ads were pulled. Okay.
Yeah. I mean, it's just sad that Michael Jordan is also getting affected by his, not that it matters because he's got a whole bunch of money anyways, but I think he beat his wife, and I thought she was pregnant.
What?
Yeah. I thought he hit her. I don't know. He's in rehab now.
He did hit her, but he's been in rehab for about 20 years.
Suspicion of assault.
See?
An accident.
What's got to happen is you need to break him off a call, can you? Tell him, offer your services. You can clear this up for him.
There you go.
You know,
right now.
He needs
a little help. But I don't know. Maybe he could pull a Tiger and just refuse to talk to the media for a while and just have him
listen. Yeah. But even though Tiger's not in the – I mean, he's not in front of the camera, everyone is still talking about him.
I'm
tired of hearing about Tiger.
Yeah.
All right, we can talk about something else. Although, did you see those pictures on Vanity Fair?
See,
I did. I expected more, though, to be honest with you, but whew,
okay.
I really did.
See, you missed the point. See, you're still talking about it.
Well, I just wanted to bring up pictures. I just wanted to bring it up.
That was new.
Okay. I got that out of my system.
I was still stuck on yoga poses.
Oh, well, he's still stuck on your yoga poses. Only because he can't do them.
I'm going to take a picture of one, and I want you to take a picture of one back, and let me see how you look.
You can take a picture
and
send it to Dick at smoothdrama.com.
Yeah, that whole, I have to do the same pose you do?
Uh-huh.
Yes.
I don't know about that one.
No, that won't be pretty.
Yeah. Well, I can do it. But I know Photoshop, so I'll probably make
it. It still wouldn't be pretty.
I'm giving you 30 days to get to that pose. You hear me?
All right. I'm probably going to need like 30 months.
30 months?
Yeah. Are you doing yoga over here?
Yeah, I am dying. I never claim to do yoga.
Now, I know you, I read you did you ran a PR marketing firm in advertising, as a youngster. What was that about?
What is
that something that you just started on your own, or you worked for somebody and then eventually started running it?
No, I was working in broadcasting, and my best friend and I in high school had decided that we would own a company one day. So she went to K-State and I went to OU, and we just started one, pretty much.
Wow.
She's been running. She's doing really well here in Tulsa. So.
Okay. Well, I read you was hating. You know, I'm just going to say that I know you're an Oklahoma fan, and it was unfortunate that Sam got hurt at the beginning of the year. I was actually watching the game. He got hurt, you know, because I thought maybe I had a chance at winning it all. But
we did.
The whole hating on Texas, you know, if Colt McCoy would play, they would beat the hell out of Alabama tonight. You know that, right?
Well, yeah, but he was on the side, so, you know.
He's upset that Alabama won.
I ain't never rooting for
that. Well, and that's okay. It's just the colors, you know, it's just the Christian. That's all it is.
Yeah, see? Okay.
All right, so I know you went to Oklahoma, so you're Oklahoma Sooner through and through. You support all Oklahoma teams, or you just for your university?
Just for the university. I mean, pretty much. I mean, O-State, they're okay. They're here. But, yeah.
But you can't be Oklahoma and Oklahoma State.
Exactly.
I understand that. I'm talking about
you see my new profile picture. Make sure you see it
and
click like on it.
Huh?
I want to make sure you see my new profile picture on Facebook and click like when you see it, okay?
Push like?
Like.
Oh,
like
I got you. I could have pushed a couple of likes on a few pictures that I saw, but
he was checking out that profile.
Yeah.
I'm gonna say thank you to that, Dick Hugger. Thank you very much.
Yeah, you're welcome.
You know, he wants you to call him Sir Dick.
No.
Sir. Oh yeah, I forgot. Sir Dick a lot. Okay.
Sir Dick a lot. Hey. I like that one.
You can dub me Sir Dick a lot.
You can dub you something.
Anyway. Now, who is, as a publicist, I know you work with the one group where your education to the kids and having the athletes speak to the kids. You work with any other nonprofit organizations?
Well, I work with one. Well, actually, two other ones. Another one is the Star Weekend in Oklahoma City, and we bring in about 25 professional athletes to that event, and we raised money for a literacy program because Oklahoma is like number 3 in illiteracy, which is very unfortunate. Don't ask me why. But we raised money for that as well, for a foundation called the Carrie G. Wells Foundation in Oklahoma City. We have the Barber Cutoff. It's an annual event as well. And we provide about, well, they provide about probably about 2,000 haircuts and hairstyles to children prior to their first day of school during the beginning of the school year. So
nice.
Most of the events that I work with are benefiting children in some way or another.
Now, I had heard something about Oklahoma and our president.
In Sepulpa?
Did you hear about that?
Yeah, I heard slightly, but I didn't hear all the details on that.
Can you tell us more about that?
Like, enlighten us about that.
Well, after the election last year, unfortunately, we had no publications in our area, probably population about 100,000 people, who even mentioned that the president-elect was our new president. One newspaper did mention that McCain and Palin won in the county. That was about the only mention. Tulsa did mention it, but that's the major newspaper. However, the smaller county papers did not.
Hold on.
So,
you said they mentioned that McCain and Palin won?
In the county.
That county.
There was no mention of Obama whatsoever.
Well, I can't say
what,
really surprised by that, being that I have driven through Oklahoma once and I couldn't find an R&B station or nothing. I was looking.
Well,
I mean,
that was in the last decade, so, and before that it was AM, so yeah, sorry about that.
No biggie. I mean, I personally, I don't really listen to FM radio. I can't remember the last time I listened to FM radio, as a matter of fact. Probably since about that time you bought your last CD, DJ Quick, in 92.
You just pull it out all of them. You pull it out everything that happened, aren't you? I only wrote one.
I'm just saying, I mean, because if your last CD you bought was DJ Quick, I mean, you missed out on Kobe Bryant's CD. You missed Ron Artest.
Yeah, man.
I mean, all them classics.
All of that.
Yeah.
I mean, I think I even was that dude saying to play in Dallas. Now, this is going back on you, so I don't know. You gotta think back on this one now. The guy who played in Dallas, the rapper.
The rapper
who
played in Dallas.
Deion Sanders. Now, I missed that too, huh?
Who?
I saw his video.
Deion Sanders.
Oh, yeah. He had a video where he did that dance, must be the music or something.
I don't know.
Yeah. It didn't last long.
Yeah. I didn't miss much by turning off the radio, did I?
DJ. Nah, you did.
Jeez.
Yeah, well, I know I remember DJ Quick because him and MC8 had a MC beef, and you know, I was like, those are the two skinniest rappers ever to have a beef. It like the two of them, they like weigh 212 pounds.
Wait. Ooh, goodness.
No, I'm just saying, I mean, because you know DJ Quick was a little man, and MC8, you might not know him, he was a little man too, and they had a little rap beef. Like before rap beef got where people was dying, they had that lyrical beef.
That's my era. I remember it, so yeah. Yeah, I remember it, though.
It's all right. I just remember because I was like, you know, they probably wouldn't hurt each other if they fought for hours.
It stayed on wax, huh?
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow. Wow.
All right, now I know you the nonprofit thing. What do you plan on doing as far as publicity publicizing wise? And you have any? I know you were talking about screenwriting. You got anything in the works? I know you can't tell because somebody steal your shit. But you got anything in the works as far as scripts, whatnot, anything you got on the burner that might come out, you got a chance at shooting an independent movie, whatnot?
Well, actually, there's a script that's kind of floating around that's a sequel to Set It Off, so we'll see where that goes.
Sequel to Set It Off?
It's actually, yeah.
Yeah, I remember Set It Off.
She was on it.
Yeah, I know.
Oh. You didn't know that?
No.
Okay, you were digging deep, but you didn't find out. You didn't find out that she was one of the writers on Set It Off.
Okay. Well,
ooh, you didn't get enough.
All right, I'm sorry.
not the original. The sequel has been worked on, so.
Okay.
We're trying to see what we can do with that, and that's pretty much it.
Okay. Wow.
All right, well, I know my favorite part in that movie was when Queen Latifah stole the car and she threw all them CDs out and put it in the Rakim. I ain't no joke.
I do, Shannon. That
was my part.
That was your part?
That was
your
part.
That was your part. Why was it your part?
Because I'm a hip hop dude.
Oh. Okay.
Trust me. As, you know, I have hip-hop memories of movies. I remember going to see Do the Right Thing and my partner Pierre jumping up, singing the Fight the Power song and scaring all the white people.
Shit.
In
there
the
were
theater.
White people in that theater?
Yeah, it was kind of crazy.
There were white people that went to go see that movie.
Yeah, they kind of got up and moved.
Okay. So, okay, Tanya, you're in Sepulpa?
Tulsa, actually, which is a suburb of Sepulpa. I mean, Sepulpa is a suburb of Tulsa. So, yeah, I'm from Sepulpa.
Oh, where exactly is Sepulpa?
In Tulsa.
Well, Sepulpa is about 5 minutes from Tulsa.
5 minutes from Tulsa, not in Tulsa. Look, I'm not asking you, Dick. Yeah. Dick. Dick.
What do you say?
Sepulpa was in Tulsa. And I wasn't asking him, so I called him a dick.
Dick.
So. All right.
Dick. Oh, right.
Yeah. See, I'm not even going for you in your hate. We gonna go back on Kenya. Kenya. Now.
Yeah.
You had in my other digging, I know you talked about the music strike. What was your music strike about?
The music strike is pretty much just back in college. It pretty much reminded me of stuff, so I just turned it off because I had to think about other things. That's how it felt. So yeah.
It reminded
me. See, Dick, what?
Reminded you of stuff? What stuff?
Oh, it was broken heart stuff, Dick. That's the only time it happened.
Oh, music? Booty?
Yes, I had to go ahead and the R&B was getting my nerves. Had to let it go.
Did you just call it booty music?
Yeah.
Damn.
That's what it was.
That's about right. R. Kelly and all of that bump and grind, I said, okay, that's enough. All right,
that's booty music.
Okay. Booty
music. Why would you put it on?
Okay.
Why would I put it on?
You know, you put on that music because it's booty music because you want to rub a booty or have it rubbed.
I don't like rubbing no one's booty, but okay.
Holding it.
Okay. Get it right now, bitch.
She's acting like she don't know what the hell I'm talking about.
Mm-mm.
Holding on to it.
Mm.
Anyway. Anyway.
I ain't got no booty. So I
ain't talking about you. Well, why would you hold your own ass?
I do that all the time.
Why would you hold your own ass?
But whatever. Okay.
That's the dumbest shit I've ever heard. All right,
booty music. We'll call it booty music. All right, so go ahead. Go on. So that was your music strike.
Yeah, I had to go ahead and put a ban on that for a minute. For that reason, Dick.
Dick.
Okay.
You like that, Dick.
What? Ain't nothing wrong with saying Dick.
Ain't no nothing wrong with saying Dick. I was just telling Kenya she likes saying that. No, it's got to be Sir Dick a lot.
Yeah, everybody should be able to say Dick every once in a while.
I like her. We should have her on the
show. All right, so Brick House 2010. I love that name, Brick House.
He's going to break out in song over here.
No, it's not the song. It's, you know, back in those days, they used to have the album covers.
The album covers.
Yeah, Ohio Players, the Commodores, they have the album covers with just the ass on it.
Oh, I don't remember that.
I do.
So, is that what you think of when you hear the word brick house?
Yes.
He's in the ass tonight.
He really is.
Look
at that.
No, I'm just saying, no, brick house, you know, 2010. No,
okay.
Okay. It ain't that worse.
Okay. Yes. Brick house 2010.
Yeah. Brick house 2010. Where are we going? What you got in the works?
Well, let's see. We're going to just try to get more advertising going, more publicity. I want to focus more on media buying and screenwriting, of course.
Well, now, I know as far as the media goes, and I know you talked about doing stuff on the Internet. I mean, I'm of the opinion that a lot of the nonprofits and people that they should do more things outreach on the Internet so they can get some of these folks that they couldn't normally get to. I mean, like web meetings, things of that nature. You know, I'm thinking of doing like town hall meetings, you know, in that vein.
Right, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Those are some of the things that we have in the works. City Aces is one of those programs that, I mean, pretty much the sky's the limit on exposure for them. So definitely pushing on the web, definitely pushing in mainstream media as well, because it's just an important organization. I don't know if you saw that I was tagged in a note about City Aces, but I'd like for you to read one of those too, Dick, when you get a chance. You too, Butterfly, come.
I'll check it out. Now, actually, you know, I'd like to, you know, maybe we can do a teleconference on some things, you know, as far as nonprofits and other things that can help benefit kids, whatnot, you know, where we can set it up where we can get people from all across the nation. We all can tune in and people can chat and, you know, we can connect more people.
Yeah, that sounds great. Thank you very much. We would appreciate that so much. You have no idea.
Well, I'm trying to get one.
He loves working with children.
I love working with people.
Yeah.
But a kid
and children to help them out and help them succeed and not get into trouble.
That's a beautiful thing.
It's a beautiful
and
thing.
Somehow we got to work on that literacy problem over there in Oklahoma.
Well, everywhere.
Yeah.
Just not.
Well, I mean, I got some comic books to donate. I got comic books to donate. Some kids, they can just get them to read something. Anything.
Yeah.
Well, where it comes in where it's all disproportionate is that we don't have access to the Internet. A lot of our underprivileged children just do not have computers. And, I mean, you're looking, you know, compared to California, we're about a decade behind. So just keep that in mind, for real.
Okay. All right. Well, we got to talk on doing some stuff because, you know, I think that's the most serious issue right there, you know, the reading and comprehending and getting your imagination up. Because if you can visualize it in your head, then you can make it happen. I'm a firm believer in that.
Absolutely.
I want to thank you for coming on the show. Look forward to speaking with you again. Yeah.
And
well, thank you for having
me. Well, we're glad that we had you on the show. You'll have to come back and have open.
Send me that pose. we're going.
He's gonna start working on his toes.
Exactly. I'm gonna send him an easy one. I'm not gonna go hard on you at first.
All right.
Well, thank you, Kenya, for being on the show. We'll definitely keep in touch. And
okay.
You take care and try and stay warm out there.
Yeah.
Hey.
You know,
send some of that, please.
All right.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Well, that was very cool. All right, for everybody out there, then
weird. That's it.
That's it.
No more.
Thank you for tuning in. Good night.
We out.
Bye.
And keep it in Texas. Say no to the Klan.
Yeah, say no. Just say no.
No.
Good night.